You found it. Your number one place for free English lessons on the internet. Learn American English with this guy. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review if this podcast improves your English. And now, here's your host, this guy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, everyone? It looks like we are live here on YouTube. We're live on Facebook, ready to take your questions about English or American culture. And I do have my lovely wife here, Jamie. Jamie, would you like to introduce yourself to anyone who might not know you?
Yes. Hi, everyone. For those of you that are new here to the channel, welcome. I am Jamie. I am Brent's wife, and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So we're trying something new this week. Because the chat is getting a little bit bigger, it's a little bit harder to see everyone's questions. There is a Google form where you can ask your question, and we are more likely to see it there. There are two questions there already. And Ario, we will get to your question in a minute. And there's also the ability to ask your questions as a channel member. Some channel members have done that already, and I will pull up their questions on the screen. English phrasal verb, pull up. But I would like to introduce you to the sponsor of today's video, and that would be Amina. So she is from Canada. She used to live in Somalia. She lives in Canada now. I know the city, but maybe I shouldn't say the city. But she has sponsored us today. She dropped a very generous super chat, $50 super chat before we started. So I would like to give her a shout out. See how if I can remember the controls here. Thank you so much, Amina.
Thank you, Amina.
Oh, thank you so much for the super chat. Yeah, so that's amazing. Amina has been so generous to us over the years. She's a gold member. She drops massive super chats about once a month. So thank you so much. I would also like to give a shout out to a new channel member. I don't even dare assume that this is Korean. I don't know. Maybe. But it is definitely an Asian script that I cannot read. But I would like to welcome them to the Gold Club. That means they now have access to the Volley server. Hope to see you on the private Discord space. Got a little something for you here, if I can find it. New member. Make sure you check the members tab for the Discord, the members chat, and the bonus videos. All right. Thank you so much. Let's check the chat. Say hello to a couple people here. Abukar, how are you? You can understand 99%. That is great. Omar's here. Welcome. Morocco is in the house. Welcome. Gabon is here. I actually was watching something about Gabon right before we came on. The world's most dangerous roads. Get rid of that there. Lots going on in the chat. Audie the Tie. Thank you so much for the super sticker. Audie is also very generous. He drops super chats, super stickers every month or so. He's also a gold member. We talk to each other on Volley a couple times a week. I do have a little something for you. Taking me too long. Here we go. Found it.
Oh, thank you so much for the super chat.
All right. Thank you, Audie. Much appreciated. All right. Checking through the chat. So many familiar faces. Oh, Indonesia. we are going to have a question from Indonesia in just a little bit. Osama, I recognize that name. Welcome. Nepal is in the house. Annie is from France. Thank you so much. I sent a postcard. Annie won a postcard earlier this week. So thank you for all your support. Looks like Austria is in the house too. Welcome. Cote d'Ivoire in Africa. I know where that is. So let's take a look at the first question we have from a channel member. They asked this a couple days ago, and I would like to put it on the screen right now. This is from our friend Noriko. You have your glasses on, Jamie. Are you able to read that? My eyes. See, this is not really set up for two people, but hopefully the audio sounds okay. I can pull it up on my phone, but can you read it?
I can read it.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Jamie has her glasses. I'm getting old.
So this is from a question from his live stream of teeth. Tingling is a new word. I would have just said my arm fell asleep or my arm was numb if I didn't watch this lesson. Tingling is a good adjective to describe the feeling. My question is, my arm is tingling. My arm has pins and needles. Can we use these sentences interchangeably? If we can, which is common in the U.S.?
Great question, Noriko. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, that's always fun to talk about, I think. That feeling, it doesn't matter what language you speak, you know that feeling. Maybe you sat the wrong way and you have little things in your skin poking you. We do say that. Oh, my arm fell asleep. And then you might wave it in circles. Do you have any stories about when a part of your body fell asleep?
No, just like if your foot falls asleep, it's really when you stand up, it's really hard to walk. Like you need to be really careful. The pins and needles, that's used quite a bit. Like it does feel like little pins or little needles poking you.
Yeah.
As your arm is waking back up, or foot or whatever fell asleep.
Absolutely. And I'm an English teacher. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what causes that feeling. I've always been told it's your blood isn't flowing. You think that's true?
I think the pins and needles part is the blood actually getting back to the part that wasn't getting the blood sufficiently.
Okay. But don't take our medical advice. That sounds good to me.
Google it.
Yeah. But we also have another saying like, I'm sitting on pins and needles. That's another way to say I'm really nervous in English.
Yep.
Anything else?
I think that was good.
All right. We have a follow-up question. If I can find it. That's Noriko right here. Linda. She is from Italy. I'm getting some very nice toothpaste from Italy coming, I think, tomorrow. Maybe I will share that somewhere. Mavis toothpaste, I think. Supposedly, it's really good. I'll let you know. But Linda has a follow-up question to that. Now, I can read that, but would you rather read it?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll read it. And following Noriko's question, I add, is tingling used to describe either bad or good feelings? Bad. If my legs are numb after sitting in the same position for a long time. Yes. Good. Listening to ASMR, you get tingles in your neck, even if I personally find them annoying. Yeah, so maybe we can talk about ASMR. Jamie, I don't know the answer to this. Do you ever listen to or watch videos that have the title ASMR?
Yes, so there not many. Like okay. I scroll on TikTok quite a bit. There is a French bulldog that I follow that she feeds him apples and like different things, and he's super cute. And then I also sometimes watch people cleaning up their desks because they put stuff away, just because I want to have a desk that's as organized as that someday. But there's several ASMR on TikTok. Lots.
Oh, okay. Do you get tingly feelings when you listen to that dog chew apples?
I don't. It's just super cute.
Okay.
I don't. I tingling. I don't. No.
In the back of your ears?
Nope.
No.
No.
Okay. So, and I don't really know ASMR. I think a couple of weeks ago we did something with the mug. I tried to teach English with ASMR. I lost a lot of subscribers that way. So I will not do that again, but ASMR. Yeah. So you could describe that as tingly, that feeling you get in the back of your neck. It can be a good thing.
Yeah.
If that nervousness, if you're nervous and you're tingling inside, but you're nervous for a good reason. Yeah. Tingling can be good or it can be bad.
Yep.
All right. Any more? We have a few more member questions, but why don't we check the chat just to make sure we aren't messing up too badly. Mary Stella, her last name means star in Italian, and she is from Italy. Sudan is in the house. Welcome. Ooh, Myanmar. Once known as Burma. There you go. Mahmood says, Brent, take your hat off. No, I will not take my hat off. Last week, we talked about me being bald. Mahmood's dad is bald, so I am in good company. But now, that it saved me a couple minutes from making sure my bald spots were hidden. Throw a hat on. No, I'm keeping the hat on. Keeping the hat on. All right. There's Ario. So let's get to Ario. Oh, Congo. Very nice. Yulia. She's been with the channel for a long time. We did get this question during the live stream about teeth. And Jamie does most of the bills. She knows more about the money in the house than I do. So last time I said, I will talk to Jamie about this. So in our members chat, we talked about the cost of braces. And I know one member, I won't say her name. She's from Japan and her child had to have braces. And the money was about the same in Japan and in the United States. But would you, Jamie, like to answer Yulia's question? How much do braces cost in the United States? We talked about this on the last live stream.
Sure. So on average, I would say braces in the United States cost between $5,000 and $6,000, depending on what type of work that you need done. Some children have more extensive work and have to wear braces longer. Extensive means it's a lot more, there's a lot more damage that they need to correct. Our daughter has had braces. She got them right before COVID started. And hers were, we ended up paying around $6,800 because she needed to have her braces on a little bit longer.
Amina, thank you for that super chat. Audie, that is going to help pay for some braces, I think.
She's actually all done. She's got them off. But during COVID, they recognized that she needed to wear her braces longer, but the type of braces she had on her teeth, they said she couldn't have them. It would ruin her teeth if she kept them on any longer. So she had to go to something called Invisalign. And that's kind of like a retainer. That's like braces that you wear all the time, but it's clear, but you can take it out and brush your teeth like regular, then stick it back in. So there's a lot of different things I think you can do. Clear braces, Invisalign, the regular metal braces, and those all have a different price point.
And I'm sure the metal braces, because they're kind of ugly, they're probably cheaper.
They are, yes.
So could we have gotten our child the ugly braces and saved some money?
We could have.
See, I don't do a lot with the money, but I would say, hey, how much are the cheap braces?
The cost was like minimal, like maybe $500. But when you're in middle school, if you can do we did the middle of the road. We didn't do, well, we ended up having to do the highest price point because of her extensive work she needed done, but.
Okay. All right. That's fine. We paid for them somehow.
We did.
And the thing, we talked about dental insurance last week, I think. So when we go to get our teeth cleaned, the insurance helps us pay for that. We pay for insurance, but the cleanings are really cheap. In fact, I think they're free, right? For free.
When you pay your, so, so for our dental insurance, it pays for all the teeth cleanings, our x-rays, if you have to have like a root canal done or like anything that's medical, because a root canal would be considered medical, getting a cavity filled is medical. Where braces are considered cosmetic, our insurance doesn't pay for it.
Yeah. So cosmetic, it just means to make you look prettier, to make you look more handsome. So that's why we went with the better braces. Yeah. I did not talk about retainer last week, Harry, but like Jamie said, braces are permanent. If you want to take them off, you need some help from a professional. A retainer is temporary. So you might only put it in at night when you sleep, or you might only take it out at night when you sleep. Our friend Aaron is here. Welcome. All right. Annie. Wow. Some big words here. Our hands are sometimes tingling when we lack potassium or calcium. Yeah, those are big words. Annie speaks French, and I'm pretty sure that potassium and calcium are pretty close in French, but like bananas, right? The bananas. When I hear potassium, I think bananas. If you eat a lot of bananas, you get potassium.
Yes.
Calcium? Milk. Yeah. All right. Jose, Ecuador is in the house. He is also a gold member. Let's check the Google form. A lot going on. I hope this English lesson is helping you. If it is, do you mind hitting that thumbs up? Thank you so much. How do we do this? This is the first time ever. First question right here. This is from Tran. Tran is from Vietnam. And I have no idea how to answer this question. What is the difference between... That doesn't even look English. That almost looks like it's French. Mm-hmm. So, Tran, I'm sorry. The first question, there are seven. Wow. We can't answer that one. But Ario, our friend from Indonesia, has a question. Could you please recommend me an animated movie about American culture? If so, please tell me. Thank you. So Ario is looking for, hang on, don't want to do that. Do this. Ario is looking for an animated movie that talks a lot about American culture. Off the top of my head, I have a couple. Do you have any you're thinking of?
I have one particular one.
Really? Which one is that?
Toy Story.
One of our favorite movies. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part about Toy Story?
I think my favorite part is when they, you can't really say because it kind of gives it away if you haven't watched it.
Which one? Toy Story, the original?
Yeah.
Oh, it's from 1997.
Well, yeah.
We can spoil it. It's a, 25-year-old movie? We're going to spoil it. If you've never seen Toy Story, just mute us for 30 seconds. If you're watching on replay, fast forward because we are going to spoil Toy Story. They all die at the end.
That is not true.
No, they don't. They don't.
Don't say that about the toys.
They don't.
So the good thing about Toy Story and American culture is that a lot of the toys in Toy Story are toys that people would recognize and like American children would get for Christmas or their birthdays. Like those toys are like standalone toys that everybody would know. Probably not so much the kids nowadays, but in our generation, the generation after us, they might recognize that. So those are really good.
Speak and spell. Remember that?
Speak and spell. Yes.
Stretch. Didn't you have a Stretch Armstrong when you were a kid? Stretch Armstrong.
Barbie is in there, and Barbie is a huge toy distributor in the United States. I think everywhere, really.
Barbie is actually not in the first one. Did you know that?
Oh, that's right.
That's
right. So Barbie isn't the ones to come. I like all toys. I cry in every single one of them. If you have children, they are very tug of the heart type of movies. But it also just describes like what a birthday party is, what an American neighborhood looks like, what a pizza joint, an arcade looks like. So there's a lot of, I think, American culture in Toy Story.
Great one. Better than my answer. Let's go with that one. Yeah. Toy Story. One of my favorite movies of all time. And yeah, perfect.
The other one I was thinking of, and I can't think of the name, is the one about all the feelings.
Inside out.
Inside right? out. If you're really wanting to learn about how to really describe feelings in English, really in detail, in relationships with people, that's another. It's another one that you'll that I cried.
Oh my gosh, it was brutal. Yeah. It's actually Inside Out. If you've seen that movie from Pixar, it's about a child losing their innocence.
And I just have one more. That's for like to learn about grandparents is Up, which is another one that you will cry with. But that's what about talking about grandparents, the love for grandparents, the love between man and wife. It's family values. It's very good.
Yeah. So Aaron is saying, if you've never seen Toy Story, you are living under a rock. And in English, if you are living under a rock, that means you don't get out much. You don't know much about the world. You probably stay in your house quite a bit. Yeah. Nice one. Inside Out. So Harry has watched that movie. Freddie Wolf. Brent, you know, I have a mirror. I own a mirror. I see it every morning. We don't have to talk about my baldness all the time. There are many solutions against getting bald. You could get hair implants, couldn't you? Probably.
You could.
But they're just like my daughter's braces, though. They are expensive and I am cheap. If it wouldn't cost so much, would you accept to do that? I don't know. Maybe. If Jamie wants me to, I will. But yeah.
Well, I want you to shave, but everybody here tells you that.
Yeah. Yeah. So since I can't grow hair on the top of my head now, I grow hair here. It's a nice compromise, I think. All right. Let's check out another question from the form, just so we don't miss any here. This would be question number 3. I have not seen this question yet. Renata from Brazil. Let's see, make sure I'm sharing this. Okay. My face is covered, but that's okay. Hello, Brent and Jamie. My question is simple. I'd like to hear the difference in pronunciation between bread and breath. Thank you for being here. Have a great day. Thank you, Renata. So bread and breath. Yeah, that's a word you don't hear too much. Breath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost like my name, Brent. Bread. Breath. It's describing how wide or how broad something is. That's where it comes from. Like the breadth of something. Broad might be the adjective describing the noun and the breadth of something. Hopefully I explained that enough, but breadth. The good news is you don't have to say it very often or if ever.
I just learned something new.
Oh, really?
I've never heard that word.
Breadth. Yeah.
Or used it.
Yeah. I don't know if I've actually ever used it. Yeah. You could talk about the breadth of an English lesson. It's just like how much it covers, but all right. Yeah. Great movies. Pixar. Jamie talked about earlier, tugging at your heartstrings gives you all the feels. It just makes feelings come out of you. Sadness, happiness. Yeah. Well done, Pixar. They know something. I don't even know what that is. We have a troll. We have a spammer. Looks like he's trying to sell something. Good luck. I don't know how to get rid of that, but I wish I could. Whoever this guy is, Benz Louis. Thanks, Benz Louis. But hey, the trolls, I think it just means we have a lot of people in the chat, which is great. There's just too much going on in the chat. If you want your question answered for sure, go to the description and you will see a Google form. That's where I'm going to pull the next question from. All right. Share this. We kind of disappear a little bit, but that's okay. Question number 4. Syed from Junaid. All right. I'm not a U.S. citizen, but I want to sound like a native American English speaker. Give me some tips, please. Well, that is a good question. A question that we do get here sometimes. How can I sound more like a native English speaker? I'm always of the opinion that keep your accent. I think it's cool when people have accents. Linda is a channel member, and I saw an interview she did this morning. She's from Italy. She has a great accent. The Italian accent is great. Aroni was here this summer. I love accents. So I would say don't try that hard to become a native English speaker. You might want to use some of the terms we use to sound more native. That's great. Don't get rid of your accent. I do have a lot of short lessons on phrasal verbs, maybe that only native English speakers say, something like shrug off. But I would just encourage you to do lots and lots of listening to native English speakers. I got to give a plug, Bob the Canadian. That guy's YouTube channel is amazing. Obviously, watch us here. But if you're looking for some other English teachers, check out Bob the Canadian. He has a Canadian accent. It's almost the same as an American accent. All right. Osama says, Jamie's glasses.
Oh.
Big fan.
Thank you.
The only problem with glasses, which I need, but we have this little ring light, and I just try not to get my glasses in the light, so I just have to squint. Squint. That might be a new word for some people. It's when your eyes are really small and you try to see something, I have to squint to see them.
So somebody asked, I think it was Mahood, about what's the difference between an appointment and a reservation?
Okay.
I think it's a great question.
Go for it. Yeah.
Oh. No. Okay. I just want to make sure you saw it.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't. The chat's hard to see, but I think that's a great question.
Yeah.
Did you?
Sure. Okay. So an appointment, they're kind of one and the same, but you use them in a different way. Both of them are to reserve a time that you need to be seen, but you make appointments at, say, a doctor's office, a dentist's office. I'm going to my orthodontist appointment to get my braces checked. A reservation is something when you're going out to dinner. You reserve a time that you expect them to have a table ready for you around that time. So I don't know what else you would use a reservation for.
I was thinking, I mean, first was the table, mm-hmm. but you might also reserve a car. If you're renting a car, yep. you could reserve a hotel room.
Mm, yep.
So, yeah. Sometimes reservation is used exactly like an appointment. It's a time to be someplace. But sometimes a reservation is when you take ownership of something for a short period of time. Oh, Burma. Burma is in the house. We had somebody from Myanmar earlier. Same place. All right. No spammers. Hey, Aroni. Yeah, it was a spammer from Facebook. So, all right, let's look at the next question here. Uh-oh, wait, hang on. We saw in the chat, we need to settle a dispute. Let's do it. I haven't even read it yet, but I love settling disputes. That's another term for like a fight or an argument.
A disagreement.
So, disagreement. All right, about the correct term for a school broadcast. Is it a school broadcast? Or school radio? Do you have an answer? I have an answer for that.
I do too. You can go first.
No, I would. Okay. I feel like I'm talking so much.
So a school broadcast, I feel is like students maybe sitting down and being recorded. And then that's broadcast throughout the school and all the televisions in the classroom. School radio would be something like students doing a podcast. And radio is not used. I mean, I hardly ever listen to the radio anymore. I'm podcast all the time, or my music is on Amazon or Spotify or whatever. But a broadcast would be more like something that's on, like being recorded live and then broadcast out to people. And school radio would be like a school doing a podcast that kids can just listen to but not watch.
Yeah. Also, broadcast can be a noun or it can be a verb. Like Jamie said, you could broadcast yourself. But also broadcast could be like an episode, like a small part of a radio show. So radio is like the bigger thing. Broadcast could be smaller part, like an episode, something like that. But yeah, like Jamie said, not as much.
I hope you win the dispute.
Yeah. I wonder what side Wall was on. All right. Salary and compensation. Sri Lanka is in the house. Maybe Colombo? Candy? I'd love to visit Sri Lanka one day. Salary and compensation, it's pretty much the same thing, right?
Yep.
Money. You earn a salary. You are compensated for the time you work. Pretty much the same thing. Pretty much the same thing.
When you ask somebody how much money they make, you wouldn't say, what is your compensation? You would normally say, well, what salary are you being paid?
Look at that, Daniel. I remember that guy long time ago. He's from Brazil. One of the first subscribers to the YouTube channel. Thank you so much, Daniel. All right, let's go. What's the next one here? We'll try to answer some more questions. Hopefully the form is working well. This is the fifth question. Asif from Pakistan. Maybe you live in Lahore. I would love to visit that city. Is there any difference between linking and state verbs? Also, we use I and you as plurals rather than singulars. Ooh, this sounds like a lot of grammar here.
I'm not answering.
Yeah. I'm not going to answer the linking and the, I guess, the state of being verbs, the verb to be. It's just a little bit too much grammar. When I think of learning English, what I try to do is provide clear spoken English. So the more you listen, the more you'll know how the English language works, and you won't have to look up the rules. You'll just hear how native English speakers speak and be like, okay, these two words go together. But the pronoun you can definitely be singular. It can be plural. In the United States, we have come up with some interesting ways to use you as plural because it's really hard to tell the difference. So in certain parts of the country, you might hear you guys, y'all. So I hope that helps, but a little too much grammar for this English teacher here. All right, let's go to the next question.
Someone was asking what I do in the chat. So I am a teacher like Brent.
All right, hang on.
I was just going to, while you're pulling it up.
Oh, okay. No. The more you can speak, the better.
Well, somebody said they can't understand me because I speak fast.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, explain.
Maybe I'll speak a little slower.
No.
I am a teacher like Brent. I teach 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, which we would title middle school. And this year I'm teaching 6th grade health as well. So I am a PE teacher. So whoever said that, I think it was Harry. You remembered.
Harry's been around for a long time. So maybe I should have said that at the beginning. Jamie has been on these live streams a few times, and I speak more towards people who are learning English. So I try to enunciate a bit more. I try to pronounce all of the sounds. Jamie will speak more like if you went into a coffee shop and they were just a native speaker speaking normally. So she is going to be a little bit, or maybe a lot more, difficult to understand. But some people like that because it really challenges them. All right, let's go. The next one here. We got that one. Hassan from Morocco. Hi, I want to ask you. I understand you when you speak and I can't speak. I want to improve my pronunciation. What should I do? Okay. Well, Hassan, the first thing I want to do is congratulate you, because when you first started learning English, you probably couldn't understand me. That's part of the learning process. So congratulations, you can understand me. The next step, it's always easier to understand than to speak. For example, even in my own native language of English, I can listen to someone talk about math. I can listen to them talk about really high levels when it comes to math. I might be able to understand a lot of it, but I will not be able to speak about it. It would take time, I'm sure a couple years, and then I could speak about math if I really wanted to, but that is just part of the journey on becoming an English speaker. You're halfway there. You understand what we are saying. It's just going to take time. It will come. Keep working hard, and then you will be able to speak. But it's tough. Look at this. Tanya can understand very well.
Thank you. Someone has asked a question about laptop, effective and efficient. It would be an efficient laptop. It works well. They've asked that quite a few times. So
gotcha. The form is a good place.
And then somebody said they could only answer one question.
Yes.
Ask one question. Okay. Yeah. So that might be, you want to make sure it's a question you want answered.
Yeah. Just it's getting hard. I'm trying to get to everybody. All right. The next one. And of course, channel members, got to look out for channel members, but I don't know. Ario has been around for a while. You should find a moderator, Mr. Brent, so that this live session will be safe. I mean, there are a few. Aroni is here, but safe can be boring, right? I like to live on the edge sometimes. Maybe a spammer will get in here. I do have a blocked words list. And I thought I had a links blocked kind of thing, but I like to live on the edge. When you have spammers, it means you've made it. So I love the spammers. Bring it on. Bring on the spam. All right. There's so much going on in the chat, which is interesting, but all right. Awesome. Thank you so much. All right, the next one here, let's bring it up nice and big so everybody can see it. Have we read this? Yeah. Hassan, thank you for the question. Whoops, don't want to skip that one. We did. All right. This is live. Leo, he is from Venezuela. Tingles. Is this the right way it's written? Yeah, I think so. Yep. Tingles. Nice job. All right, the next one here. Jorge from Ecuador. Can you do a video while shopping for clothes? Ooh, that's tough to say. Clothes, shoes. It would be interesting to learn some new vocabulary. All right. I think we could do that. Jamie, do you ever go shopping?
I do, but I got to say, my daughter and I, we went to TJ Maxx. I'm not sure how many of you know what TJ Maxx is. So
probably not many.
Yeah. TJ Maxx is, it's a great store. It's kind of a discount store where, say, like, I'm trying to think of a store that everybody would know. Maybe Gap or
Polo. Right.
When their stuff is out of season and they didn't sell it in their store, TJ Maxx will buy it from those big companies and sell it at a discounted price. I love TJ Maxx. They sell makeup, beauty, clothes, shoes, everything. So it's great. I do, but I went to TJ Maxx with our daughter and I didn't buy one single thing this week.
Wow.
I'm really trying. That's a goal of mine, is to not buy stuff.
Was that a New Year's resolution?
That it was a New Year's resolution.
2023. Yep. Okay. Even though Jamie speaks quickly, I understand her quite more easily than the person at the coffee shop, Jenna. Yeah. So the thing about Jenna also was we might call it jargon in English, but she was talking about a very specific topic. She was talking about coffee and all of the different styles, flavors of coffee. So I wanted to put the subtitles on, but I wanted to give you the real experience. If you went into a coffee shop, you might get someone that speaks very quickly. And I might need to go back and visit Jenna. A lot of people said that she was so nice. Mm. And she has new flavors in February for Valentine's Day. So
that would be a good one.
Yeah, it would be. Cuba is in the house. All right. Yes, Jamie speaks very well, I think. Okay, go back to the we got a lot of questions to answer here in the form. I should turn members chat on too. All right, we got Jorge, right?
We did.
The next one here. Daniel, is this the Daniel we know from Brazil? Mm-hmm. No question. Just a heads up to say, miss talking to you both. Yeah, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah, very early on in the channel, Daniel made some channel art for me. He loves to talk about how Jamie is maybe faster than Eminem. So yeah, Daniel, we miss you too. Hope everything is doing well. Looks like Daniel has a photography business, maybe. Ooh. Taking photos. Yeah, I follow him on Instagram. So yeah, good stuff there. Oh no, Mode Eggs is here. Watch out. Watch out. Mode Eggs is a prankster. I wouldn't call Mode Eggs a spammer. But sometimes he tries to play jokes on people. Oh, Mahmood, where is Hank? Jamie, where is Hank?
Do they know the story with Hank?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
Should I tell them or?
Sure.
So, sweet Hank. I miss Hank. You miss Hank?
Not much. Not a little bit. A little bit, but not much. Yeah.
So, our son...
I do.
Our son decided to go away to high school. It's about 4 hours from where we live. I work quite a bit and was offered a position at my school that was going to make my hours longer during the day. And our daughter is quite busy. So our lady that we've become friends with, who was his groomer, Hank's groomer, where I would take him to get his nails trimmed or have him bathe so he smelled good, agreed to take him. She has a dog that looks just like Hank. It's an actual pug, where Hank is a pug and a French bulldog mix. So he lives with her most of the time. He does come back and visit. He was with us last Saturday. When our son comes home, he's with us a lot. Our son likes it for him to come back with us. She lets him stay with us whenever we want. Like just last Saturday, I was like, hey, can I come grab him for the night? And she was like, sure, come grab him. She lives 5 minutes from us. So he's super happy. She has 4 dogs in total, and she sends me snap videos all the time. He's having a great time. So it's quite sad, but it's a good relationship for all of us.
So I'm home more often than the other 3 people in my family. But if Hank was here, I wouldn't be able to make as many English videos. So Hank is not here. Want to help people learn English. So I didn't want to sacrifice that. The next one here. Where is... Oh, 10. Mahmood from Mauritania. I know this guy. Brent. Oh, we got it. Okay, we got this one.
I saw that in the... Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Yeah. Mahmood, thank you
and
for
the
question.
He was the one that was asking about the one question too.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Yes. Anderson from Brazil. All right. Which method is good to improve speaking? Shadowing method. Is that good? Yeah. So speaking gets a little bit difficult, right? I think some of the best ways to learn English are through listening and reading. And luckily, you can usually do that for free. When it comes to speaking on your own, like you said, shadowing can be effective. If you're watching this on replay, if you're listening to the podcast, even if you are watching live, you can pause this and repeat what I am saying. If you want an advanced lesson, try to repeat or speak right along with Jamie. That is what shadowing is. But if you might need to take it to the next level, I do have a link in the description for something called Amigo. They are a company. They are amazing. We actually did a collab on Instagram this week, but there is a link down in the description. You can get 51% off their speaking classes. They do 5-week sessions, and it's about $39, which is less than $8 a class, but it will actually give you a chance to speak to other people, and all of the people in the class are at least at a B1. So if you decide to take those classes, you can click on the link for more information, but if you decide to take those classes, before you can sign up, they are going to ask you to take a short quiz just to make sure that your English is at a B1. So the speaking gets a little difficult. There is HelloTalk. That is a free app. You can try to find a speaking partner there. That's where I found Aaron. But be careful. If you've ever been on those HelloTalk apps, some of the people can be pretty creepy. So you just never know what you're going to get. Amigo, it's safe, but it does cost money. So great question. The speaking is the tough part, right? All right, let's look at another question here. Thank you, Anderson. Sebastian from Peru. My gosh, I would love to go to Peru one day. Machu Picchu. Be amazing. All right, Lima would be a great city to visit. How to improve my English pronunciation? Perhaps you have some strategies or interest outlooks, how to approach it. Yeah, I think we've probably answered that. Probably, you know, before you asked that question, I would stick with the shadowing. Maybe start a speaking class. Try to find some sort of language partner. Because you are a native Spanish speaker, I assume, there are a lot of native English speakers who want to speak Spanish. So if you want to go on an app like HelloTalk, try to find someone to do a language exchange with. Maybe you speak to them in Spanish for 30 minutes. They will speak to you in English for 30 minutes. Something like that. Yeah, but the speaking part is tough. Next part here. Almost done. Tha from Burma. What? Oh my goodness. Okay. What's the difference between sarcasm and irony? Oh my gosh. This is a tough one. This is actually something I teach in my classroom. We talk about this is literature. This is English. Irony and sarcasm. I don't dare tell you the difference. I would have to research this a bit before I actually taught it. Let's talk about irony though. And it's going to be hard if I don't talk about sarcasm, but irony is what happens when the exact opposite of what you thought should happen happens. Let me give you an example. So I use this in my class. Let's say there is a fire, and this fire is at the fire station. So you think the opposite should be true. The people at the fire station are firefighters. They should be going to other places and putting out a fire. But let's say one of the firefighters was cooking some popcorn in the microwave and started a fire at the fire station. That would be irony. That would be the exact opposite of what should happen. Let's talk about the English word shortcut. If you take a shortcut, that means you try to get somewhere more quickly. But when you take that shortcut and it actually takes you longer to get there, that would be irony. That would be ironic. That's the adjective. Sarcasm is, well, I'm bald, right? Or I'm going bald, right? So let's say somebody says to me one day, hey, nice hair. No, I don't have good hair because I'm going bald. That sarcasm is when you say the opposite of what you mean. Hey, nice shirt. And the shirt's ugly. You don't like the shirt. Hey, nice haircut. Yeah. Hope that helps.
Yep. Good job.
Yeah. It's tough. It's been a while since I've taught sarcasm and irony because they are so close. All right. The next one, Freddie the Frenchie. Let me pull this up here. All right. What's going on, Freddie? Well, very specific. He lives in Northeast France. We live in Northeast United States. I've recently heard pave the road or pave the way. All right, that looks a little French there, the first one there. Pave de road. But I think pave the road, pave the way. Would you tell me whether there's any difference between these expressions? I feel like I've been talking a lot, Jamie. Would you pave
well,
the
I mean,
road?
It is your channel.
Yeah, but pave the road, pave the way.
I think they're the same thing. We usually say pave the road, like, or pave. I don't know. We say both, actually.
Yeah.
So it just means that somebody's paving the way from you. Like, I'm trying to think of so many different things that somebody does for you that makes it a little bit easier.
How about this? I'll give another shout out to Bob the Canadian. I watch Bob the Canadian a lot. He's paved the way for me. I watch what he does, and a lot of times I will do the same thing. So Bob the Canadian has paved the way for me. So like a trailblazer, somebody who has gone first. Yeah.
That word. I just didn't know how to explain trailblazer.
Yeah. So hopefully that helps. But that will also give us a good segue, that might be French, into another question right here. Tanya, and she is a channel member from Germany. And she asked this question earlier in our members Discord. If you would like to become a member, there is a link somewhere there. But she said, would you mind explaining the difference between remind and remember? And the difference between, there's two questions here, and I have a banner. Let's see, you know that, right? We'll get rid of that. Just use the form for questions. Remember and remind, and the difference between highway, freeway, interstate. I'll add another one, turnpike. So, Jamie, would you like to take the highway one first? What's the difference between highway, freeway, interstate, turnpike?
Wow, I was really hoping you would ask me to take the first
one. Oh, okay, sorry.
I don't really know.
Yeah, I think the short answer is there really isn't a difference between highway, freeway, interstate. Now, turnpike is the one that might be different because almost always a turnpike will have a toll. And a toll is money you have to pay to use that road. But other than that, road, street, avenue, they're all roads. There's no real difference, right?
That's just the avenue and road and street are just, they add that to like, I don't know why. Like,
I think
we live on an address that has street in it. And some people live on an address that has like 77 Green Road. And some people live on 77 Green Street. I don't really know what those, there's not a difference with those either. Just names.
Yeah. I think they're just put there to confuse people who are learning English. I think that's it. There's no real difference.
I'm sure there's a reason behind it when it started out.
Probably.
Just have never learned why.
Like a boulevard might be higher class, maybe more expensive to live on.
Maybe.
Yeah. At one time, I grew up on a boulevard. We were solidly middle class. We weren't fancy.
And don't forget lane. I grew up on a lane.
Did you really?
I did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds fancy.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah.
Was not.
Dogwood Lane, right?
Yep.
All right. And she also asked, Tanya also asked, what's the difference between remind and remember? So I saw this question earlier, so I formed an answer, but would you like to?
No.
I'm talking way too much. You said you wanted
to. So remind and remember are kind of the same thing. Like, you'll say, can you help me remember I need to take out the trash tomorrow? Or can you remind me to take out the trash tomorrow? It's kind of one and the same. You set reminders on your phone. I do that all the time to remind me of things. And remember is just like, I need to remember. I need to make sure that I remember it or I don't forget. Your answer is probably better.
No, I mean, so, but the trash thing was my exact example. So I think when we talk about remember, that is something you do for yourself. The opposite of remember is forget. Okay. So that might help. So you remember something yourself, but I might ask Jamie, hey, can you remind me to take out the trash tomorrow night? So often when you have remind, another person is there to help you. Remember, you do for yourself. Hey, could you remind me? I need to shovel the snow this evening. Something like that. Hope that helps. Okay. Thanks, Tanya, for being a channel member.
Yes, thank you.
Aroni. There's a soft line between these two words. Be careful, because what's for you is ironic for someone else can result in sarcasm. Don't know if that makes sense. It does. Yeah. Fine line. It's very hard to teach, to be honest. All right. Mode. Mode is also a great English speaker. So look out for Aroni. Look out for Mode. They often add really, really good things. So it's just hard to see everything in the chat. I hope Harry says sometimes he's more confused after an explanation. I hope that never happens in this class, but sometimes. Wayne, thank you so much. Excuse me. Did you see something?
Well, Mamou just said, what about recall? Is that the same? Like recalling information in your head?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, is it like, how would you say if like remind and recall, is that the same?
Yeah, I would think recall, remember, very much the same. Recall, more formal. Yep, something like that. All right, let's get back. Wait, what? Beautiful girl, remind him about me. Who's it? Is he talking to you, beautiful girl? Is somebody hitting on Jamie in the chat? All right. Let's go to another question here. Let's make it really big. Thank you, Freddie. Freddie is also a channel member. Andreas Petron. I said that probably too French. Venezuela. Hello, Mr. Brent, Miss Jamie. Are these phrases correct? People who don't have much education. A person who doesn't have money. I think they are correct. What do you think? Does that sound right to you? The second one for sure.
Yeah.
The second one for sure. Much education.
We might say they're not very educated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Yeah. Yeah, they're not very educated. Much education, I think native English speakers say it, but it just doesn't sound quite right to me. They don't have a lot of education, something like that. They haven't been well educated. Yeah, so hopefully that helps.
When my grandparents, like their generation, they would say they only have an eighth grade education. That means that they stopped going to school after eighth grade. And some people may still have that. Like I have a college education or I only have a high school graduation. That just means where your education stopped.
Good call. Good call. And Mode, he is just going to keep listing all the synonyms for remember, recall, remind. All right, let's do it. Next one here. Pull it up. And I don't read these beforehand. Maybe I should. What if somebody is spamming?
Well, you now just give them an idea to do that.
That would be fun. That would be fun. So maybe I should look at this first. The next one. Maybe there's some swearing in this. Hitchem from Morocco. No swearing. So let's put it up on the right there. Is somebody spamming the chat now? Okay, so Hitchem is from Morocco. Thank you so much for the question. And the question is, what is the difference between take out and get out? Oh my goodness. This is hard. Those little words, get, take so tough. Mm-hmm. So, Jamie, what do you think the difference is between get out and take out?
So take out, it's, I mean, we use it in so many different ways. I've thought of two. I'm sure there's more.
Yeah.
But sometimes people will say, I'm going to get takeout tonight. And that means they're going to get food at a restaurant and bring it home, take out food. But I may tell Brent, hey, don't forget to take out the trash. That means he's got to take our trash out to the road. Get out just means, hey, can you get out of the room or get out of the kitchen? I'm working. Or yeah, like just get out of the space that you're in.
Yeah, leave.
Or you could say, hey, could you get the spoon out of the drawer?
Yeah, it's a hard one.
Mm.
Get. A couple times I've had a lesson that I wanted to do a deep dive on get. And as I wrote notes, it just got to be such a complicated lesson. That little word get, very difficult. All right.
You could also say, I'm going to take an English lesson today.
It's true.
I'm going to take a dance class today. That's really hard.
I'm going to take you out to dinner. Mm-hmm. That means you're going to pay for somebody's dinner. You're going to have dinner with them. Yeah. Too tough. English. Are you sure you want to learn English? Please subscribe. Please subscribe. Give a thumbs up. Yes, keep learning English. It's hard, but it's worth it. All right, the next question here. Oh, whatever. I'm going to pull it up. Maybe they're swearing. Milton, Nicaragua. I would like to know more about safety and traffic accidents. Would you like to help with this kind of conversation? Jeez. You know what? On the channel, I actually have a whole lesson about car accidents. So if you just search Speak English with this guy, car accidents, English lesson. It's there. I promise. Check it out. So it's pretty pretty complicated topic, but I think it's about a 10-minute lesson. Total Recall with Arnold. Hey, I was talking with my friend last night, Mike. I don't think he's watching, but he works in television, and we were talking about Arnold last night. He worked with Arnold. He said, Arnold's a good guy. What's that smile for? You don't believe me?
No.
We talked about Arnold.
I have
Arnold.
A strong dislike for Arnold.
Why?
I just don't like the way he speaks.
Arnold. He's great.
I have the same. It's I'll the be same back. As the guy that speaks in Rocky. I just don't like the way they talk.
Oh, Sylvester Stallone. Ugh. Adrian. It's a good movie.
Can't do it.
Good movie. All right. The next one. I love Arnold. The next one here, if I can pull it up. Pony from Thailand. Yes, I know Pony. She's also a channel member. She doesn't live in Thailand anymore, though, but she may not want to say where she lives. I know where she lives. I know the city. All right. Good morning, Brent and Jamie. What is the cost of treatment? Why? Jeez. Why is the cost of treatment in America so expensive? If someone is uninsured, what do they have to do? In Thailand, we have to pay before leaving the hospital. I paid $500 for a tooth pulled out. So I'm thinking with insurance, right? So it sounds like Pony has insurance and it still costs her $500 to have a tooth pulled. The question, why does it cost so much money to have anything done medically in the United States?
It's a great question. And it irritates me. Like, I'm so irritated with the whole system we have here. I don't know why. I think we have a lot of people doing a lot of jobs that, and everything is so inflated right now that paying people is really expensive. I think insurance is getting more expensive because of malpractice or lawsuits. To cover those types of things that happen. We have our insurance. We're very lucky. Our work, my work pays 80% of my insurance and I have to pay 20. I think yours is around the same.
Yeah.
And then we have we have a deductible that we also have to pay. So we have what's called a copay and a deductible. So a copay is like you have to pay a little bit of each doctor's visit every time you go. It's a small amount, maybe $15 to $25. But we also have a deductible, which is out-of-pocket expenses that we have to pay on top of the copay before the insurance kicks in and pays it all completely.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, in the United States, you're going to get treated. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have insurance, you're not going to be turned away from the hospital. You're not going to be kicked out. The doctors will perform the surgery. They will do what they have to do to make you better. So I think when people can't pay for it, that's why things keep getting more expensive too.
Right. And so now for example, I took my daughter to an urgent care for a situation that we had. And she said, if you pay today, we'll give you a 20% discount. And I had to pay it in full, which I did because I was like, oh, great, I'll save 20%. And they're doing that now at the emergency room, too. If you pay your copay in full, they'll give you a 20% discount. So I think just so they can get their money.
Yeah, I don't know. It's something I don't like to think about too much. I just hope I stay healthy so far.
It's another reason to take good care of yourself. That's for sure. Because if you don't, it gets expensive.
Sudan. What's going on? Sudan. Spain. Atlanta. How are you? Uzbekistan. Very nice. Love it. All right. So we've been going for an hour. We have to. What's that? English teacher Mike. I know that guy. Teacher Mike English. He's a good guy. All right.
So somebody about the education. We do say Jose highly educated. Yeah. We don't say low educated.
No.
But we do say someone is highly educated.
Yeah. What would we say? What did we say earlier? If someone is not educated.
Not educated.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a very high education.
So the next question I will pull up. We got a couple more here. Isaac, hey, from the Congo. I don't think he said any bad words here. So let's pull it up. Oh, now I can't read it. I spend my time reading much for performing my English language. Reading is so good, but I still have listening difficulties. What should I do exactly? Do you have some exercises to propose to me? Yes, I do. So I think you're doing a great job with the reading. Luckily, with the reading, you control how fast it goes. So if it gets a little more difficult, you can slow down with your reading. It's not true for listening, right? So I think long English lessons like this, where you have two native English speakers speaking, this is great. You can put this podcast on, or you can put this YouTube video on while you're doing the dishes, while you're working out, and you're just going to get that English into your brain. You don't have to, we call it active listening. You don't have to actively listen the whole time. It can just be going on through your ears, and that's going to help. Lots and lots of listening, and you will get better. And then the speaking will come. It just comes in steps, and it takes a long, long time.
People keep asking who your friend is. I'm his wife, actually.
Oh, they might. You're my friend too, but maybe Mike. I talked about my friend who works on television.
Well, they ask who's sitting next to
you. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They must have missed it at the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. Jamie is my wife. Mike is my friend. No, it wasn't. What? Not English teacher Mike. No. My friend Mike, he's worked in television on The Apprentice, Life Below Zero, Survivor. He just got back from Paris two nights ago, and we hung out with him last night. So Yeah, Stallone is very hard to understand. I think for native English speakers, he doesn't enunciate very well.
He's very lazy in his speaking.
But he's great, right? Adrian! Love it. Come on. All right. A couple more. We got to get going though, right? A couple more here. Let's pull this up. Question 20. Any swearing? No swearing. All right. Looks like a more of a personal question here. Ricardo, hope you're doing well in Brazil. I remember a video where you showed a drum set. Do you play other instruments as well? Yeah. When our house flooded, we are in our flooded basement. Not a lot on the walls, no drum set anymore. But I think next month our friend is going to come and fix it up down here. Insurance really helps. So the drum set is now upstairs in storage with a lot of our other stuff. So yeah, I only play the drums. That's it. And I haven't played since the flood. Well, there's some drums at my school that I play sometimes. I played sometimes, but oh, look at this. Tanya, she is from Germany.
Thank you.
She dropped a super chat. Thank you so much. Have a little something for you if I can find it.
There it is. Oh, thank you so much for the super chat.
Tanya, thank you. Thank you so much. And she is a channel member also, so she can ask questions throughout the week in our private Discord server. If you would like to become a member, there is a link, but it's been nice to get to know Tanya. Thank you so much. I think we have actually another. I don't want it. Williams from Argentina, I think, has a couple questions here. So before we go, let's get to Williams. Is that Williams? Yeah. Tanya, again, thank you so much. So William says, I have to squint. I have one question. Since in English, both gender many words like friends, how do you let people know if you're talking about him or her? And then we have the whole thing about boyfriend, girlfriend. Okay. So let's talk about this question here. It's almost like two parts to the question. All right. So let's talk about friends. So if you say, I have a sick friend, how do you let a person know it's a guy, it's a girl, the gender? How would you?
I don't know. We usually, if we're talking about a friend, we either will say she, him, her, his. So I would say, I have a sick friend who is in the hospital. She should be discharged tomorrow. That's how you would, and you find out if they're a girl or a boy, unless your friend asks you, is it a man, woman?
Yeah.
Usually in the United States, so girlfriend, boyfriend,
that's tricky.
It's a tricky question because older generations, especially women, would say, I'm going out with my girlfriends tonight. But Brent would call me his girlfriend if we were dating. And I would call him my boyfriend. Boys and men don't generally say, I'm going out with my boyfriends tonight. You may say, I'm going out with the boys tonight. I'm going to hang with the boys. I had a girls' night this week. I went out to dinner and played trivia with my friends. We called it a girls' night. So boyfriend, girlfriend is used usually when you're dating someone. And we just say, I'm going out with my friends, going to hang with the boys, going out with the girls. Or we say, I'm going out with my friends tonight, which could be a whole different mix of people.
Yeah. And you can always ask the question like, oh, boyfriend or girlfriend? You know, you can just get clarification if you're not sure. Oh, a little something going on between you two? Maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that. So, but it can be confusing. Like Jamie said, I never say I'm going out with my boyfriends. No. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Well answered. I don't think I could add anything else. Yeah. Hope that helps, Williams. Thank you so much for being a channel member. And I think that's going to do it.
Someone is asking just about a website. I don't know if you want to answer that you're going to send. Are you sending out a website?
This right here?
Yes.
I'm going to send out a, I'm afraid you're not blocked because we can see it. So many bad people. Hey, if you're following some English teachers though, look at that. You got Teacher Mike, Bob the Canadian, English with Lucy. Some good stuff right there. No, I don't know. I'm not sending out anything. No, but I think you're following some great English teachers there. Hey, Pony from Thailand, but she might live somewhere closer to us. She lives in the United States now.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Very cool city that I think Jamie and I would like to visit one day. But she did drop a super chat. I have a little something for you. Pony, thank you so much. She's also a channel member too. So thank you so much. Oh,
thank you so much for the super chat.
All right. That is very kind. I'll tell Jamie, I don't want anybody stalking Pony.
No.
It's a big city though. So it would be hard to find her, but I would love to visit. My mom has visited there. My sister has visited there, but we have not yet. Hopefully one day. But I did talk about that city a couple weeks ago in an English lesson. Have I said too much? All right. Hey, anytime somebody says something nice in the chat, right? I got to pull that up. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Morocco. But I think we are just about done here. Thailand. Big Thailand. I think on Facebook, a lot of people are watching on Facebook. The country that watches my page the most is Thailand, followed by Myanmar, Cambodia. So hello to anybody from those countries. I would like to thank Amina again, right at the beginning. She dropped a nice super chat. I would like to thank all the channel members. Audie dropped a super chat. Thank you so much. And of course, Pony, Tanya. Until next week, I think we're out of here, right?
Yeah.
Any final words?
No.
It would be very rude if I didn't ask if you have any final words.
No, thank you. It was fun to be here. I like to see all the questions. You make me think a little bit sometimes. I learned something new today. Bredith. So thank you for that question. And I'll be back soon.
All right. Yeah. Jamie could be back every week, but it's always fun to have sometimes it's just me, you know, little boring, whatever, this guy. And we bring in the Flash. Sometimes Jamie will come in, just spice things up. I think one day Jamie is going to do, you're going to do a solo mission, a solo lesson. But it's always good to hear other teachers here on YouTube or Facebook. So Jamie's a different voice.
Is my first one, the one I did, I've done two, I think, by myself.
They're all available. Yeah. Check out Jamie's soul. I think one is outside. Yeah. Anyways. Hey, thank you all so much. We'll try to do this again next weekend. How about that?
Bye, everyone.
Adios. Take care. Amigos. See ya.